What was so urgent that you needed to see me right now? Okay, then speak, but make it quick. You know if we're late for ODM training, Shadus is gonna have our asses. Wait, what is this about? The other night. You really should just let that go. It was just a stupid kiss. I don't think either one of us meant anything by it. Great. Just what I needed to hear. Nothing. It's just not smart. That's all. No, I didn't say you're not smart. I said it's not smart. Kissing someone and meaning it. Getting involved. Yeah, that's right. It's probably the stupidest thing you could possibly do. Look, we're both going to join the Scouts. The Scouts don't exactly have a long life expectancy. You understand that, right? It's not like we're going to live happily ever after or something. Almost every time the Scouts go out, there are casualties. I can't allow myself to get distracted worrying about you when we go into the field. And I won't want you put yourself in a precarious position because you're trying to protect me. Yeah, well, Mikasa is a different story. She is skilled enough that she can afford to look after Eren. Unfortunately for her, though, Eren is an idiot, and he's probably going to get himself eaten the first time he encounters a Titan despite her best efforts. Well, I'm sorry if it hurts your feelings, but you're just a liability to me, if I'm being honest. I do mean it. Okay, and besides that stupid kiss, what makes you think I care about you like that? So what? Your ODM hooks didn't set properly. If I didn't step in to help you, you would have fallen to your death. I'd have done the same for any other recruit. Panic? I did not panic. You're reading far too much into things. Yeah, and I helped bandage your ankle the other night because you were injured. I'd have done the same for any other recruit. Again, you're reading too much into things. I always give you my bread because you're my friend, and you're also a guy. You're bigger and you could use the extra energy. It's called kindness. Anything else? Okay. That was different. I climbed into your bunk and asked you to hold me because I was having nightmares. You remember? I'm from Shiganshina. I have a lot of trauma that I'll never get over. Sometimes the only way I can sleep is if I feel safe lying next to someone. I'm sorry if I took advantage of our friendship in that way. Why not someone else? I don't know. I guess I can't say I have any other friends as close to me as you are, which, in reality, is a liability in its own right. Okay, and how do I look at you? Puppy eyes. Sure, now you're just making stuff up. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe that's just how I look. You like the way I look. Okay, I think that's my cue to leave. Remember, training starts in 20 minutes. Don't be late. What? What do you want to hear? That I like you? That I'm in love with you? That I want to marry you someday and make babies with you? Get real. Oh, there's always a possibility. You're serious. Right, right, sure. Just watch. We'll be dead within the year. Before we even turn 20, in fact. Why am I so dark? Are you kidding me right now? Look around us. Walmaria has been down for 6 years. People are starving. We never know if or when those abnormal titans will come back to crush Wal Rose or worse, Walcina. Humanity is on the brink of extinction, and you want to play house? Hope. This is no place for hope. Then why do it? A sense of revenge, I guess. I want to kill as many Titans as I can before they kill me. Those bastards killed my entire family. One of them ate my little brother right in front of me. But please, don't let me distract you from talking about romance. Look, you're a decent guy. Sweet. Cute. In another reality, I'd have liked you, sure. But this just can't happen. I'm sorry. No, please, can we just forget about this? No, don't. Just stay away from me. You love me. Well, I feel bad for you then. Because I don't love you. No, it's true. You just don't want to hear the truth. Now, step aside so I can go to training.
Oh, Commander Erwin's speech last night. Yeah, it was intense. I'm surprised as many recruits stuck around as we did. It's almost like he was trying to convince us not to join the scouts. The horses? No, I'm not really a huge fan of horses, but I guess they come with the territory. This one apparently likes to eat hair. Don't get too close. You don't want to lose those pretty locks of yours. I will not shut up. You do have nice hair. The green cloak suits you. It complements your hair color very well. Oh, stop. I'm a complete mess. This ponytail may look cute, but it's hiding a huge knot that I was too lazy to brush out this morning. I don't always look cute. Stop being such a flirt. I'm in a good mood, I suppose, though I probably shouldn't be. Well, the battle for Trost was really hard. We lost a lot of great recruits, but in the end, I also gained a lot more confidence in my own abilities. And yours, too, come to mention it. I only saw you almost get eaten, like, twice, which is rather impressive. Also, don't ever scare me like that again. I was scared. It's not like we haven't had this discussion before. Just because I didn't want to get into a relationship with you doesn't mean I wouldn't be devastated if I lost you. If there's anything I learned from Trost, it's that we need to make sure the people we care about know that we care about them because they could be gone tomorrow. No, I haven't softened on the relationship idea, so get that out of your head. Just help me with that hay, would you? We've got to hurry and finish feeding these damn things. Oh, good girl. There you go. Eat up, Buttercup. Who names a well-trained warhorse Buttercup anyway? Oh, Captain Levi named her? Well, forget that I said anything. That is an excellent name. The best name, actually. You can't be too careful. The captain has a tendency to sneak up on people. What? Oh. The cart. I think I left it in the third stall. Sorry. Yep, here's the cart. Get in. Get in and do what? You'll push me in it. Are you joking? This isn't playground equipment. You know, if Levi catches us, he'll make us clean this entire place top to bottom with our toothbrushes. Fine. But just back up to Buttercup's stall. Stop, you're going too fast. Okay. You had your fun. Give me your hand. Help me out of this thing. Okay, you can take your hands off of my waist now. Why are you looking at me like that? With puppy dog eyes. Crap, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I kissed you just now. No, wait, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't do this. You'll have to excuse me. Okay, and so what? What if I am in denial about my feelings for you? Giving in to them will only make our lives that much more complicated. Just love you. If only it was that simple. Just love you. But if anything happened to you, I've been trying to keep you at arm's length in order to protect my own heart. I'm so exhausted with the hurt I have to live with every day. I'm tired of losing anyone else, especially you. I do love you so much. So much. I want you like I've never wanted anything. I can tell that you're always so turned on when you're around me. Well, it's sort of obvious just looking. Now that you're holding me close, I can feel your cock twitching against my tummy through your clothes. So fucking hard. Baby. I want to taste you. Take your cock out for me. Quickly, the captain will be back to the stables to check on us in no time. Fuck. Cock is dripping so much already. So fucking good. I can't hold back any longer. I can't keep lying to myself.
you for so long, baby. To be held by you. To be kissed by you. To do this for you. On my knees. Worshipping your cock like this. I need you. I fucking need you. I need to make you feel good. I need to make you come for me. Sweet boy, come for me. Do this every day. I think somebody's coming. Hey, hand me that horse brush, would you? Oh, hey, Captain. Yeah, we're almost done in here. What else can we help you with? Yes, sir. Sorry, we're moving a little slowly today. We'll pick up the pace, won't we? What do you mean? No, nothing. Did you hear anything? I didn't hear anything. No, there was, we were just tending to the horses, sir. I'm not giggling, sir. Our toothbrushes, okay? Yes, Captain. Yes, sir. Top to bottom. Right away, sir.